absolute power corrupts absolutely.
All right, people, we're back again for about 15 minutes. Like I said in my previous broadcast, unfortunately, got cut off. That's why I'm back for just roughly 15 minutes to end this hour-long program. My argument was this, and I'm seeing both sides of this. The president, and I'm talking about Obama, is in office now. There's a vacancy that can be filled before he gets out of office. Usually the process takes about 75 to 90 days, which is about 3 months. And if he nominated somebody in the next incoming weeks, could finish up before the summer, quite naturally before the conventions, the Republican and the Democratic convention. But he's a lame duck president. So there's two sides of this. Why should the lame duck president pick the new Supreme Court justice that's going to serve, or have the president, who's presently in office now, for the next 9 months, pick the next Supreme Court justice? It's a lot of things going on. The political climate in this country dictates there's a lot of hostility between both parties, extremely vile sentiments toward each other, and there's a lot of divisiveness within the country of the have and have nots. Let me put it that way. That's probably the best way to put it, the have and have nots. And the haves are trying to take more away from the have-nots because they feel like they're getting violated and they're getting giving up too much. Let me put it that way. And it's a lot of well, just look at the political climate, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's depending on what side of the aisle your opinion is going to fall on. The majority, and you know who you are, feel that their power is being taken away from them and given to the minority, whereas all this time, and the things that have been going wrong in this country have, in my opinion, being caused by the majority, okay? And because some of that power is being taken away, well, welcome to the real world. Welcome to seeing how the other side may feel when you feel like you're losing your voice, where you're losing what they call, and I'll say it, white privilege. I'll say it, white privilege. So some of that power is being taken away from you, and you're feeling helpless. So what are you thinking? It's all their fault. They're the ones why this, they're the reasons why, those people are the reasons why it's going to hell in a handbasket. Well, for some of you, and I'm not saying for all of you, but some of you, you'd rather have it go back to the way it was, where the power was all in a majority, where it still is, where it's in reality, it still is, for those who really keep your eyes open. And if you look to those who are seeking to take the top spot in the United States, especially on one side of the party, especially one party, divide and conquer. Point the fingers, it's their fault, and we're going to make America great. We're going to take America back. Back from what? Come on. You act like this is war. You act like someone's taking the country over and you're going to take it back. Come on. Come on. That's just divisive talk. That's just the divisive talk. And if you got to resort to that, that's not the type of president you want. That's not the type of leader that you want. When you have divisive talk that tries to separate rather than bring together. I'm just keeping it real here. If that's the type of leader that you want, be careful what you wish for. Okay? We're talking about millionaires, billionaires. Okay? And this is on both sides, but we're talking about who's caught fire. The most divisive of all the candidates. And people can't see that. They can't see that. They see this guy saying, kick all the Muslims out of the country. They said, let's take America back, put a wall on a Mexican border. Who's going to build that wall? Who's going to fund that wall? The Mexican government says, we're not going to be part of it. We're not even going to come close to being a part of it. So who's going to fund that wall? The American people are not going to want to do that. Where are you going to get the funds to build a wall? And be realistic, build a wall between the United States and Mexico. That's just divisive talk, placating to a certain group to try to garner votes, which is a sad commentary in this United States. You got a businessman that has no experience at all. I'm great at making deals. That's one of his mantras. I'm great at making deals. Well, it's a different story making deals in business and putting a coalition or things together in order to get things done in a federal government. And this type of guy that does not like opposition, does not like people talking against him, have always had yes people for the most part that do his bidding and doesn't take no. You can't do that, or there's a better way. Just look at his track record. Just listen to what he does. Just listen to what he does and the people around him does. But because he's placating and he's listening and placating and he's going to a certain set of people and going into their most darkest feelings, and I have to say that, that's why he's getting the votes he's getting. He's saying what a lot of people are thinking, but he's saying it out loud. And if you listen to what he's saying, it's very divisive, extremely separatist. And we can't have the leader of the free world, the most powerful person in the United States, with that type of mindset and hope to survive that, because you don't want the rest of the world, because of the thinking that you have. And you are the leader of the free world in the United States, and have people in your country thinking like that, and have people of other countries thinking that this is how the United States is, and especially the leader of their country, if he ever becomes president, have forces from other countries, be it from the Middle East, be it from the Slovak countries, be it from the Asian countries, form a coalition, form a united front, because the way the United States thinking has changed. We had issues when Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney were president and vice president. That's one of the reasons why Obama got into office, for the simple reason that we had become become a bully versus trying to build a relationship with other countries. We'd rather be a bully. One of the reasons why we got into the Iraqi war, because we decided to be a bully and go into that war with eyes wide shut. And you saw the result. Thousands of killed, thousands of soldiers killed. Even more thousands were injured, physically and mentally. We're still paying for that. Going to continue paying for that. That was Bush Cheney. You forget that. That was Bush Cheney. Shouldn't have been a war. And it's obvious there was no weapons of mass destruction. But false information out there to get things going. And thanks to Mr. Cheney, who his company reaped the rewards of that war, should be in jail. The outright crime. They should be in jail for what was perpetrated on the American people and the government. But it is what it is. I'm not getting on my soapbox. I'm just stating the facts. Weapons of mass destruction were ever found. But Halliburton, Cheney's company, or he was involved with that company, reaped millions out of that war. So remember that. You're going to revert back to that? You want a president that and administration that are bullies in the country, that instead of promoting a working relationship with other countries, you dictate to them what you're going to do and damn the torpedoes at full speed ahead? You're going to cause countries to have strange bedfellows, to go against the United States. And that is a bad situation to be in. Be an isolationist when this is a world economy. All it takes is a few economies outside of the United States to take a tumble, and the economy of the United States will suffer greatly. Just think about that. Well, I've come to the end. I've talked about a lot of political stuff. Really no sports talk, other than, if you want to call it, the Sports Illustrated with their full-figured front cover. And I wish you a extremely happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy the rest of this day. Tomorrow is President's Day. Most of you may have the day off. Some of them you don't. But enjoy the rest of this weekend. I'll say that it's been a pleasure. And always stay positive. And we will be talking to you next week. See ya.